To learn more about the effort to find drugs to treat Alzheimer's or slow down the progression of the disease, we turn to Dr. Jerry Savage. He's the director of the National Institute of Aging's Alzheimer's Disease Center at Stanford University. Doctor, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
There are drugs available now for treating Alzheimer's. What can they do? And more importantly, what are their limitations?
Well, there's two kinds of drugs that are available currently. One is a type of drug called an acetylcholinesterase inhibitor that basically increases the amount of a neurotransmitter, a chemical in the brain, that is reduced in Alzheimer's patients. The other one is a drug called Namenda or memantine, which works on another neurotransmitter system that's also affected. However, this work on these neurotransmitter systems really is a surface or not a deep phenomena in terms of Alzheimer's pathology. There are much more fundamental changes that are occurring in nerve cells, and unfortunately, to date, we do not have a treatment for any of these changes, even though people have a pretty good idea of what's happening to nerve cells themselves.
And the two drugs that you mentioned, can they either arrest or reverse the disease?
They can do neither. What has been done generally to show that there's an effect of a drug to get approved by the FDA is to show that the drug will slow the progression on psychological rating scales over time. And so these drugs have shown that. And the big question, of course, is that practically useful? Nonetheless, even if the progression is slowed, eventually the disease is fatal and leads to total brain decline at some point.
There are a number of different ideas about what causes or contributes to Alzheimer's. As we learn more about these things, does this open up new possibilities, new areas of treatment?
Yes. I'm not a neurochemist, but my neurochemistry colleagues tell me that they really have got a better and better handle on the basic understanding of Alzheimer's disease. However, from that understanding to a pharmacologic or other type of intervention is a long road. There are drugs that are currently in clinical trials, but they're fairly early down. I would say that the time frame is more like going to be 5 or 10 years at the optimistic end, assuming that one or another of the compounds that is already in early clinical trials turns out to be good.
So, doctor, for those who deal with aging issues and treat patients who have Alzheimer's, if you look deep into the pipeline, what do you see in terms of research and development?
Well, I would see some compounds that are going to work on basic cell mechanisms that are involved in the development of Alzheimer's disease. For example, secretase inhibitors. These are medications that inhibit an enzyme that is involved in the actual production of the amyloid plaque that we think is at the basis of most of Alzheimer's disease. These compounds have been studied now for several years. Many of them seem to work in animals. However, bringing them into the human arena is a difficult task. There are several additional compounds that work on other mechanisms that may also be useful in Alzheimer's disease, which are in early clinical trials right now.
What advice do you give patients and their families right now? Are there clinical trials or new therapies that patients can actually get in line for, sign up for in some way?
Yes, they could easily go to the websites for the National Institute on Aging, and there they'll find listings of all of the studies that are occurring going on. One of the groups is the Alzheimer's Disease Cooperative Studies Unit that tests medications that are not currently being used in Alzheimer's disease and not being pushed by industry. So there are clinical trials going on all over the country, and all of us center directors invite participation.
Dr. Jerry Savage, thanks for talking to us.
My pleasure.
Dr. Jerry Savage is with Stanford University and the Palo Alto VA Hospital. You can find more information on Alzheimer's disease and Alzheimer's treatments at our website, npr.org.